弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
没有开始以前，我想我们还是有点祷告。
Before we start, shall we have a short word of prayer?
亲爱的主
，Dear Lord，
我们感谢你
，We give thanks，
敬拜你
，We worship you，
我们赞美你
，We praise you。
你是我们永久的拯救的磐石。
You are the everlasting rock of our salvation.
我们都要向你歌颂赞美。
We will sing praise to you and bless you.
我们要用诗歌来向我们拯救的磐石欢呼。
We will shout joyfully to the Lord, the rock of our salvation.
我们更要在我们拯救的磐石的跟前，我们屈身下拜，我们敬拜你。
We will bow down and worship you before the rock of our salvation.
主啊，你对我们这些罪人的残酷高深的大爱。
Lord, this great length and width and depth and height of your love.
主啊，我们原本都是悖逆之子，苦怒之子。
Originally, we were all sons of disobedience, children of wrath.
但是因着你丰盛的怜悯，爱我们的大爱。当我们还死在罪恶过犯中，你叫我们基督一同活过来，一同复活，一同坐在天上。
But because you are rich in mercy, and because of the great love with which you have loved us, even when we were yet in trespasses, you made us alive and raised us together with you and have us seated in the heavenly places in Christ.
主，你给了我们这样的荣耀、珍贵的地位。
Lord, you have given us such a glorious and honorable position.
主，我们若不起来赞美你、称颂你，石头都要跳起来来称颂你。
If we do not rise up and praise and bless you, even the stone will rise up and praise you.
亲爱的主，我们把今天的聚会从开始一直到末了，我们都交托在这位坐在宝座上的主。
Dear Lord, we simply commit this meeting from the beginning to the end to the very one who is enthroned.
你是阿拉法，你是欧米伽，
你
是开始，你是终了。
You're the beginning, you're the end.
你是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能的神。
You're the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Lord Almighty God.
主，万气都要向你跪拜，万口都要向你称颂，
Lord,
因为你是主。
All knees shall bow before you, all tongues shall praise you, for you are the Lord Almighty.
你曾为我们死过，现在你活了，你现在掌握着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
You were dead, but now you're alive, and you hold the keys of death and of Sheol.
天上地下，所有的权柄都已经给了你。
All the authorities in heaven and on earth have been given to you.
圣战，圣战，圣战！万军的耶和华，你的荣耀充满着全地。
Holy, 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 the Lord of hosts, your glory fills the earth.
主，愿你今天的荣耀也充满这个会所。
Lord, let your glory today fill this assembly.
开我们里面属灵的眼睛，看见你的荣耀，看见你的宝座。
Open up our spiritual eyes in our hearts so that we could see your glory, we could see your throne.
主，我们在这里向你张口，向你伸手。
Lord, now we open up our mouth and we stretch out our hands to you.
主啊，求你把你的能力，求你把你的话语赏给你的仆人，与我们同在，与我们的翻译姊妹同在。
Lord, may you grant us your power, your word, be with your servant and be with your maid who translates.
把你的膏油厚厚地浇灌我们。
And pour out upon us your anointing profusely.
每一句话都带着能力。
Let each word come out with power.
愿你在我们的中间得着荣耀，得着高举。
Be glorified, be exalted in our midst.
让你喜乐。让你的荣耀。
Let you be glorified. Let you be pleased.
但愿照天地的耶和华在锡安赐福给我们，赐平安的福给我们。
Now the Lord of heaven and earth, the King of Zion, grant us this blessing of peace.
主啊，你得着荣耀，叫撒旦蒙羞。
Lord, you be glorified and Satan be ashamed.
我们就这样的祷告祈求，都是因着耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We ask and pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主，弟兄姊妹，上个月弟兄姊妹还记得，我的主题最主要的就是拯救的磐石。
Brothers and sisters, do you recall that the last month's sharing and the theme is the rock of salvation?
弟兄姊妹还记得领会的给我们念了诗篇95篇，也给我们念了诗篇62篇。
Brothers and sisters, do you remember that the brother who led the meeting read Psalm 95 and Psalm 65?
95篇因为没有大卫不一定是大卫写的，但是62篇我们很清楚地看见这是大卫写的。
He read Psalm 95 and Psalm 62. We are not sure that Psalm 95 is written by David, but Psalm 62 is clearly by David.
我们看见大卫这样的称颂这一块拯救的磐石。来啊，我们要向耶和华歌唱，向我们拯救的磐石欢呼。我们要感谢他，用诗歌向他欢呼。
And we see the psalmist how he says that, "Come, let us sing praise to God. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving, and let us shout joyfully to Him with psalms."
六十二篇，他说我们的心要默默无声的专等候神，我们的拯救。我们的磐石都在乎你。
And Psalm 62 tells us that for you alone I wait in silence, and our rock, our strength, salvation is in you.
你也是我们的高台，是我们的山寨。
You are our stronghold, and you are also our salvation.
我们的荣耀，我们的拯救都在乎你。我们力量的磐石。我们的避难所都在乎你。
Our salvation, our help, and our stronghold, our refuge, they're all in you.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹还记得我的题目，就是在末世最最重要的是什么？做一个得胜者。
So you recall that my topic is to be overcomers. This is the most important message in the end times.
但是 你我要做一个得胜者，若没有这块拯救的磐石，我想我们要做一个拯救做一个得胜者不过是一个口号。
But for you and I to be overcomers, and if we do not have this rock of salvation, our Lord as our Savior, then this thing is simply a slogan.
所以拯救的磐石和得胜者是一个非常非常亲密的内容联系那个关系的。
So we know overcomers and the rock of salvation are closely related to each other.
所以今天呢，我的主题是讲什么呢？弟兄姊妹，你要注意，今天我们的主能够成为我们拯救的磐石，他流了多少的血，他受了多少的苦，他花了多大的代价。
So my theme today is for our Lord to be our Savior, how much blood He has shed, and how much suffering He has endured, as well as how much a great price He has paid.
我们知道一般弟兄姊妹，我们都知道主耶稣在十字架上流的血、受的苦、花的代价，我们都非常的明白。你去找这个诗歌我们这本诗歌本大概70多首诗歌，你随时都可以找到主耶稣在十字架上受的苦、流的血、花的代价，对不对？
I think most of us understand how much a great price he paid, how much blood he shed, and also how much pain he suffered on the cross. If you look at your hymnal, over 700 songs that you can easily find songs regarding to this.
这些诗歌非常非常的多。
There's so many songs.
诗歌本里你要找主耶稣在克西马医院受的苦、流的血、花的代价，也有好几首这个诗歌讲到克西马医院的受苦，对不对？
So we can find many songs regarding the pain, the blood, and also the price that Christ paid for us on the cross in our hymnal, as well as that of our Lord when he was in Garden of Gethsemane. Several songs you can find.
你去看看《路加福音》22章，那里描述主耶稣在克西马医院受的痛苦，天使加他的力量。主耶稣祷告格外的恳切，极其的伤痛，他的汗从他的头上一滴滴流下来，像血滴一样，不但是血滴，是大的血滴流出来。哎呀，你看看主耶稣在克西马医院受的痛苦，流的血。
If you read Luke 22, you could understand the suffering and the agony that the blood that our Lord Jesus Christ endured, because the Bible tells us that he was praying all earnestly to the point that he is extremely distressed, so distressed that his sweat became great drops of blood on the ground.
但是很奇怪的，
But,
你找不到一首诗歌是讲到主耶稣受鞭伤的时候流着血受的苦。刚刚我们唱的53篇，我们看见第四节讲到了他头戴荆棘的冠冕，他受鞭伤是为着我们。其实在英文里面也没有提到鞭伤这个字，是中文把它写上
But strangely, you can hardly find any song in our hymnal that describes the blood and the pain he suffered being flogged and scourged while he was saving us. Even the hymn, song we just sang, number 53, Chinese have the word of scourging, but in English lyric, there's none such a word.
弟兄姊妹，今天我要你们特别注意的，不要忘掉了疏忽主耶稣受鞭打受的痛苦流的血花的代价。
So brothers and sisters, what I like to convey today is to ask you to pay attention to the blood he shed, the pain he suffered, and also the price he has paid for us.
可惜我不会写诗歌，我假如会写诗歌，我一定要写几首主耶稣受鞭打受的痛苦流的血花的代价。
And all this he incurred while he was being scourged. If I were able to write hymns or songs, I would certainly written certain songs regarding this.
好，现在我们来念几段经文。
Now we're going to read a few passages.
以赛亚书
Isaiah
53章
53,
我们都知道这一章诗篇我们都非常很熟的。
We're all very familiar with this chapter.
我还记得我们以前查经班都要求每一个参加我们查经班的弟兄姊妹都要把53篇这个十几节的圣经都要把它背下来，每一次我们都要把它背一背。
I remember when we were studying the Bible of this book, we asked all those attendees to memorize chapter 53, 12 verses, and every time we came together, we would review the chapter.
好，我们现在就念几节，大概七八节的圣经，就是从第四节一直到第十一节。
Now we will read 8 verses from verse 4 to 11.
就请我们的姊妹给我们念吧。
We read it in English.
第四节到第十一节。
Verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as the sheep before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken, and they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, and he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
好，弟兄姊妹，要特别注意的，在这刚刚念的七八节圣经里面，有一半是讲到主耶稣在十字架上受的痛苦，还有一半是主耶稣受鞭打的时候受的痛苦。
Brothers and sisters, please note that among the eight verses we just read, half of them describe the agony that our Lord suffered while he was being crucified. The other half refer to the pain that he suffered while he was being scourged.
从第四节到第五节的一半，我们看见这是主耶稣在十字架上受的痛苦。这里讲得很清楚，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了，那知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，这是十字架上受的痛苦。
Now verse 4 and half of verse 5 speak of the agony our Lord suffered on the cross. Verse 4, he was stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. And also verse 5, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities.
好，接下来第十节，这一段经文也是主耶稣在十字架上受的痛苦，对不对？这里讲耶和华定义，这个定义原文就是喜欢、喜悦什么？将他的儿子压伤，使他受痛苦，耶和华以他为什么赎罪祭，这是十字架上受的痛苦。
And verse 10 also speaks of the agony our Lord suffered on the cross. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Chinese Bible says, the Lord is determined to bruise him. He has put him to grief when you make his soul as an offering for sin.
他必看见他的后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通。感谢主，今天我们都是他衍生的后裔，今天你我不但今天，一直到主耶稣再来以前，一代一代有好多的因着信耶稣基督成为神的后子，所以你看他的后代一直在那里衍生，一直在那里衍生，一直要衍生到主再来的时候。
Verse 10, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days. We thank the Lord. from the days of the Lord, and we and those who are coming after us, we are all his descendants, his prolonged descendants, and then until all have come to the knowledge to believing in the Lord, and we will all become his heirs.
他被看见自己劳苦的果效，心满意足了。
And then he shall see the travail of his soul and be satisfied.
好了，这一段整个是讲主耶稣十字架上受的痛苦。
So all this passage speaks of all the suffering he incurred on the cross.
从第六节这一段呢，是讲主耶稣受鞭伤受的痛苦。
But verse 6 speaks of the pain our Lord suffered while he was being scourged.
哎呀，你就看到主耶稣鞭伤的时候，他一声都没有出声，他是默默的没有发声。
But then you will realize that while our Lord was being flogged, he said nothing, not a voice, not a sound at all.
我们知道主耶稣在十字架上最少讲了从早晨九点一直到下午三点，讲了有七句话嘛，对不对？前面三个小时他讲了三句话，后面三个小时他讲了四句话，并且有两句话他是极力的呼喊的讲的，所以受冰伤的时候他一句话都没有讲，默默无声不发言，正像羊一样的被牵到山上之地，这是指着主耶稣在鞭伤的时候。
We know that our Lord was hung on the cross from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. For these 6 hours, he uttered 7 last words, and 3 statements were made in the first 3 hours, and 4 other statements he made while in the last second half of his suffering on the cross. And we notice that, well, in the first, there are two statements he made with a loud cry, but yet, while he was being scourged, he said nothing. It's just like a sheep before its shear is silent. So our Lord was mute and uttered no word at all.
感谢主。彼得前书第二章24节，彼得看到这一点。
And
所以彼得24节他怎么讲？他为我们挂在他为我们受了咒诅，在十字架上，叫我们在他的里面得称为神的义。这是讲到主耶稣在十字架上为我们受的咒诅。接下来他因他受的鞭伤，我们得到了医治。因他受的刑罚，我们得到平安。我们都如羊一样走迷了路，如今我们归到灵魂牧人监督了。所以彼得看到，不但看到主耶稣在十字架上受的痛苦，他也看到了主耶稣鞭伤所受的刑罚。
But we thank the Lord that Peter saw not only the agony of our Lord on the cross, but also he saw the scourging our Lord suffered. And 1 Peter tells us that he became cursed for us so that we could become his righteousness. And he suffered, yet he did not threaten. He was reviled, and he did not revile in return. But instead, he simply committed himself to the righteous judge. And because of this, we have all now be turned to the shepherd and also of the shepherd and overseer of our soul.
弟兄姊妹，是他的鞭伤，他一样能够救我们，不但十字架上流的血受的苦能够赦免我们的罪，弟兄姊妹不要忽略了主耶稣的鞭伤，他的流的血能够医治我们的病，因他受的鞭伤我们得到了医治，因他受的刑罚我们得到了平安。这个刑罚就是主耶稣受鞭打的时候受的刑罚， 什么叫得到医治啊？我们有什么病啊？不要忘掉，你我都是生的大麻风，永远不能治好的。在古时候，大麻风的病没有办法医治的。哎呀，生大麻风的人多痛苦啊，一直到死为止。但是感谢主，因着他受的鞭伤，我们得到了医治；因他受的刑罚，我们得到了平安。所以弟兄姊妹，不要忽略了主耶稣受鞭伤、受流的血、受的苦。
Brothers and sisters, do not just know that because the Lord is suffering because of the blood he shed on the cross, then we are healed. But even more so, his scourging is also able to heal us. What diseases do we have? We are just like lepers. And people despise us, and this is incurable. But just as Isaiah said, that by his stripes you were healed.And the chastisement of our peace is upon him. This chastisement refers to the scourging he suffered in order to heal us.
你去、我们不翻了，为着时间，你去看箴言，箴言的二十章最后的一节，他讲什么？大概三十节还是三十一节？他怎么讲的？所罗门讲的，他说。鞭打除尽人犯的罪，哎呀，你看见鞭打吧，不要忽略了鞭打能够除去人犯的罪。
Just as Proverbs 20:30 says, blows that hurt cleanse away evil, as do stripes the inner depths of the heart. So here it says that stripes, that wound can scour away our sins.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我一面看到主耶稣是我们拯救的磐石，但是弟兄姊妹，今天我所要讲的就是让弟兄姊妹看到这一块磐石不但是能够拯救我们现在所遭遇的那些风暴，对不对？让我们能够安然度过。我们更要注意的，弟兄姊妹还记得啊？我在这个第六讲的时候，就是上个月讲到这块磐石，正像保罗在哥林多后书第一章第七节所讲的，他成就我们脱离了极大的失望，现在他要拯救我们，将来他还要拯救我们。这块磐石是永久的磐石，感谢神。
So brothers and sisters, not only do we have to know that Lord Jesus is the rock of our salvation, He will bring us through all the storms, but even more so, we have to know that He is the eternal rock of salvation, just as 2 Corinthians tells us that He delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us.And upon him we set our hope that he will deliver us.
弟兄姊妹啊，记得，我也曾经讲到，这个这块磐石是拯救我们。还记得我们第六讲的时候，讲到《使徒行传》第二十六章嘛，保罗在亚基伯王面前做的见证，传的福音嘛。他开了我们的眼睛，把我们从黑暗归向光明，从撒旦的权势底下归到神的跟前，对不对？这就是我们过去我们是怎样的一个罪人，但是感谢神，这块磐石拯救了我们，过去救我们，现在救我们，将来还要救我们进到荣耀的里面去，进到那个永远不震动的国度里面。我们要得着神主耶稣一切的丰盛，感谢神。
Just as I said in my sixth sharing that Paul made a wonderful confession and preached the gospel before the King Agrippa, he said that God saved us from darkness unto light. He has enlightened our eyes and also saved us from the power of Satan to under God's power now. But so we know that He is saving us not only in the past, but now and forever. He's our rock of salvation, and He's going to turn us into His sons and eventually into glory.
好，我还要念两段经文。我们念马太福音，刚刚领会的给我们念了很大一大段的马太福音27章，弟兄姊妹应该记得，我不再提了。我们现在还是翻到马太福音27章的第40节到46节。
I'm gonna read Matthew 27 again. Our brother has read a good portion of Matthew already, but we will read more.
我们就从38节念吧。
From verse 38.
请你念吧，38-40这一段。
38-40. Then he said to them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me, unless I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, so he left them and went away again.And pray the third time, saying the same words.
45节
Verse 45.
从五正，五正就是中午啊，一直到深秋，深秋就是下午3点钟，遍地都黑暗了。这个黑暗这里讲，马太福音只是讲到遍地都黑暗了。那么这个遍地有多大范围呢？光是哥哥他这一段地方黑暗了呢，还是整个耶路撒冷黑暗了呢，还是这个黑暗有多大的面积呢？这里没有清楚交代。
We know that Matthew tells us that from the 9th hour to 3 p.m. darkness covers the whole earth. Yet Matthew did not tell us this darkness is only in Golgotha or in all Jerusalem.Or in the whole world, how big is the scope of the darkness? 46.
要在深处就下午三点钟，耶稣大声的喊着说，伊利伊利，埃洛伊埃洛伊，拉巴撒巴，格达尼，就是说我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
27:46.And about 9th hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is my God, why have you forsaken me?
我们知道主耶稣从早晨9点钟一直到下午3点钟6个小时分两段，前面 AM 9点到12点他讲了几句话，他讲了三句话。
We know that Jesus was hung on the cross from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., 6 hours, and it consists of two parts. For the first part, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., the Lord spoke, made three statements.
我这里提一提，等会我还要详细的来交通。
I'll just mention it briefly here. Later, I will elaborate more on them.
他第一句话
First word, he said,
就是 AM. 他说什么？父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的 不知道，他们不知道。哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你看见我们主的爱，这是阿嘎贝的爱，这是神的爱，没有办法来解释到底他为什么这样爱这是罪人，这样在辱骂他，讥笑他，哎呀，迫害他，他竟然对父说赦免我们，他们所做的他们不知道。
The first word our Lord said on the cross is, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And this is simply agape love, that to such people who ridiculed him, sneered at him, and persecuted him, yet he prayed for them.
第二句话
The second word,
我们都知道，那就是对着强盗讲的一句话，因为另一个讲道在那里也在那里嘲笑主耶稣嘛，对不对？你不是神的儿子吗？你可以现在父来救你了，你可以下来了，你下来我们就相信了。哎呀，这个强盗也在那里讥笑，通着这些人。
Our Lord's second word was spoken to the robber because there were two robbers. At first they were also mocking at our Lord Jesus, saying that if you are the Son of God, come down, then we will believe you.
另外一位强盗，这个时候他里面开窍了，他认识了这位钉十字架的主耶稣就是弥赛亚，就是基督，就是救主。所以他对这个强盗怎么讲的？你到现在还不怕什么？我们受刑罚是应该的，但是他没有做过一件不好的事。接着来他就对主耶稣说，主啊，愿你大国降临的时候求你纪念我。主耶稣怎么对他讲的？今天你就同我一起到乐园去。这是第二句话。
Now of the two robbers, one's mind was opened up, and he realized that this Lord Jesus is Messiah, the Christ, his Savior. Therefore, he said to the other robber, who continued to mock our Lord, saying that, we have received this because we deserve it. Now, this one has done nothing bad. And then he said to our Lord that, Lord, when you receive your kingdom, remember me. And this is what our Lord said to him. Today you will be with me in the paradise.
还有第三句话。
And the third statement our Lord made on the cross is,
马太福音没有记，等会我们还要念路加福音的23章，也都没有记这句话。其实这句话非常的重要，特别在这个时代，对着做儿女的非常重要。第三句话什么话你们还记得吗？
Now the third word that our Lord said is not recorded in Matthew nor in Luke, but this is so very important to all of us who are children. Do you know what that is?
主耶稣在十字架上看下去，他的门徒都逃走了，只有一个约翰还在他十字架的底下，还有几个妇女，一个是玛利亚，就是他的妈妈，也在下面。主耶稣看到他的妈妈，对他的妈妈说什么话？你看你的儿子。然后他接着对约翰说，你看你的母亲。从那一天，约翰就把玛利亚接到他家里。
Our Lord Jesus was hung on the cross and looking downward. There he saw his all the disciples had fled away, but John was there, as well as several women. One among the women was his mother. Therefore, our Lord said to the woman, to his mother, saying that, behold your son, and then said to John, behold your mother. And from that day on, John received Mary into his house.
弟兄姊妹，那时候妈主耶稣的母亲几岁了？
Do you know about,
你们有没有算过？
Have you figured out at that time how old Mary was?
玛利亚已经抚养她的儿子主耶稣，肉身的儿子， 主耶稣33年了，他什么时候开始怀孕生主耶稣的？最少也有20几岁了吧，对不对？差不多60岁了，2000年以前60岁已经很老了，不像今天了，今天的60岁还算是年轻的，对不对？主耶稣在十字架上最痛苦的时候，他想到他的妈妈需要有人看顾，需要有人照顾60岁的一个妇女，所以他最信任的就是约翰，最有爱心的，他就把他的妈妈交托给约翰。弟兄姊妹，今天做儿女的不要忘记主耶稣那第三句话。
Today, all the brothers and sisters who are children should never forget this word of the Lord said, the third word the Lord said on the cross. Now, Mary raised Jesus for 33 years, and we would imagine she got married in her 20s. So by this time, she was over 60 years old. And you know that in those days, a woman over 60 years old was very old and needed care. So our Lord Jesus, in the midst of the greatest pain on the cross, he remembered his mother. And then he said these words to John. So none of us as children should ever forget this.
我们知道保罗也非常注意这样的教导。打开以弗所书6章1节到4节，保罗怎么讲的？他说你们做儿女的要在主里要在主里面听从你们的父母，这是理所当然的，你们要孝敬父母，对不对？这是叫你们在世能够得福，能够长寿，这是第一条带着应许的诫命。哎呀，这是对着今天做儿女的一个提醒啊，孝敬你的父母，听从他的话，这是理所当然的。接下来他对父母怎么讲？做父亲的不要惹你的儿女的气，要照着主的教导和警戒来引导教养他们，对不对？这不管是今天21世纪也好，不管是2000年以前也好，对着每一个做儿女的都应当对着父母有这样一个态度。
Just as the Lord committed his mother to John, who loved him most, Paul said the same thing in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. And Paul's exhortation is a matter of the course, that it is supposed to be done this way. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that you may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Children need to perform your filial piety. And also, verse 4, you fathers do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
这是 AM 9点到12点，然后呢从1点下到3点，哎呀不得了，刚刚我们念的我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？一个是三句话是 AM， 下面有4句话是 PM。 第一句话，我们的主耶稣非常非常的痛苦，大声的喊叫说，我的神，为什么离弃我？为什么不听我哀求的声音？为什么远离不救我？对不对？三句话。其实你去看诗篇22篇都写在那里了，主耶稣还没有降生1000年以前已经预言到了。
Now, what we just said is the three statements our Lord made in the morning, in a.m., and from 1 to 3, he made another four statements. The first one is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And he cried aloud saying this. And if you read, and thousands of years ago when David wrote Psalm 22, he said this thing already. He said that, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me? Why are you so far from hearing my word of groaning?
我们再来念路加福音，我们还是需要。我们要把马太和路加福音为什么要一起念呢？假如你光是念马太福音，有的地方叫你 confuse， 你也不能光是念路加福音23章那一段。所以我把两段一起念，你就看得非常的清楚。我们来看路加福音42章，我们刚刚就提到了，那就是前面的第二句话，对不对？42节说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。我想我们不再念了。第44节，那时月有五针，天地都黑暗了，直到伸出日头变黑了，店里的麦子从中六为两半。46节，耶稣大声喊着说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。说了这话，气就断了。这是后面3个小时的第四句话。后面从1点到3点，他讲了4句话。第一句话就是，神啊神啊，为什么离弃我？第二句话我们都知道，我渴了，我渴了，最痛苦的时候我们的主口渴了。第三句话是什么啊？第三句话啊，应该就是都成了 ，it is finished。这是在约翰福音19章讲的第三句话。第四句话呢，就是在这里讲的，大声喊着说：“父啊，我将我你的灵魂交在你的手里。”说了这话，气就断了。四句话，现在我们把整个7句话，弟兄姊妹都记得了。
Now, we just read the portion of the scripture in Matthew, but we also need to read the Gospel according to Luke, otherwise you would get confused. The last four words that our Lord Jesus Christ uttered on the cross, the first one is, my God, why have you forsaken me? The second word he said is, I thirst. The third one is, it is finished. And the fourth is, Father, I commit my spirit to you. So we will start from Luke 23, verse 42. Verse 42, we mentioned already that he spoke this in the first half of the 6 hours. So as the robber repented, he said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Then our Lord says that you will... I say to you today, you will be with me in the paradise. Now, verse 44. It was about the 6th hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the 9th hour. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. Verse 46 is the last saying of our Lord on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，刚刚弟兄给我们念的马太福音27章这一段，我就不重复了。因为到最后，比拉多查不出他有什么罪。我们也知道那一天晚上，礼拜四晚上，他把他又送到洗利王那里，洗利王也查不出他有什么罪，又送回了比拉多那里。哎呀，比拉多 按照他的公义的判断是应该释放主耶稣，把巴拿巴钉十字架的。哎呀，但是我们刚刚弟兄给我们念的这些法利赛人，这些宗教的领袖挑衅啊，挑衅这些犹太人，对不对？一定要把主耶稣钉十字架，把释放巴拿巴。最后比拉多就这样做了。为什么？我们知道这是逾越节，上千上万的犹太人在耶路撒冷。假如他做出那个攻击的判断，把主耶稣释放，那就不得了啊！这些犹太人被挑衅，都要起来造反呐、啊！比拉多自己的地位都要摇动了，对不对啊？所以他谋杀自己的良心，不按公义审判，最后就把主耶稣交给罗马的兵丁鞭打。
Our brother read for us the portion of Matthew 27 that tells us the account of Pilate who judged Jesus Christ, and that Thursday night. After he interrogated Jesus, he found nothing wrong. So he sent him back. He sent him to King Herod. And King Herod couldn't find anything either. Therefore, King Herod sent Jesus back to Pilate. Now Pilate, if he did things according to his conscience and following and made the just judgment, he should have released Jesus. But instead, he released Barabbas, the robber, to them because he had to keep his political status. You know that happened during the time of Passover. Myriads of Jews were in Jerusalem. If he had released Jesus, then there certainly will be an uproar and uprising. So for the sake to keep his own good, his interest, he simply turned his heart to his conscience, and he had Jesus scourged and sentenced him to be crucified.
弟兄姊妹，按照罗马的法律，一个罪人既然判了刑，要打多少遍呢？要打50遍呐、啊！打50遍，减掉一遍，要打49遍呐、啊！
Brothers and sisters, do you know if a criminal is convicted and sentenced to receive a scourging, do you know how many lashes that person would take? 50 lashes minus 1, 49 lashes.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看过这个电影啊？每年的复活节就是4月份嘛。今年的4月份已经6月的，我印象还很深。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever seen this movie? It's usually played during Easter, in April, so it's about 6 months ago, but still that left me with this such deep impression.
我忘了是 ABC 还是 CBS, 反正我是看新闻了。诶，突然我们看见他放映这个电影。其实好几年以前我也看过，完全一样的，就是主耶稣受鞭打的那一天晚上的那个电影。哎呀，这次叫我非常的感动。为什么？这个电影把几个镜头特别的描述出来，一个镜头就是把这个鞭子啊，叫我们看一看这个鞭子是怎么样一个鞭子。哎呀，这个鞭子都有刀钩的，每一个鞭子上面多少个钩子啊，所以一下子打下去，再抽一抽，整个背上的肉啊皮啊都撕裂了，毛细血管的血都要流出来啊。打多少遍啊？49遍啊。
And I actually saw this movie years ago, but that night I was watching news, either on CBS or ABC. All of a sudden, the movie came on. And this time when I saw it, I was so deeply touched because the movie showed some close-up scenes that they actually show you what is the whip, the soldiers use. And if you look at that, you know that the whip they use always comes with some barbs toward the end. One lash came down the person who is being scourged would cause him immediately bleed and his flesh torn, and even the blood from the capillary could be seen clearly.
还有一个镜头也是特写的，就是那些罗马的兵丁，四五个站在那里，都是一起年轻力壮的，哎呦，神气的不得了，都是带着铁盔，这个盔甲，我们都知道，打的时候把他的表情都描写出来，你看看他这个用力，就好像主耶稣是他的亲生的一个爹，这个。其身的一个仇人一样，其实主耶稣同他有什么仇啊？他打的时候是用劲的打，所以有四五个罗马兵丁，还有打了十几下，凄惨了，就换一个，再继续的打。哎呀，你看看主耶稣受的苦，流的血，在鞭打的时候为着你，为着我。
They also show some close up.Of the Roman soldiers' face, and all these four or five Roman soldiers were young, strong, with their bronze helmet on, their armor on, and then they look at Jesus, the way they whipped Jesus was like Jesus was their decor enemy. So after four or five lashes, they had to stop for a while because they used up their strength to scourge our Lord Jesus.And brothers and sisters, think of the agony, the blood, and the pain he suffered for you and me while he was being scourged by Roman soldiers.
主都忍受了。
And our Lord,
今天换了你我早已经死掉，不要说四十九遍，打了三十遍你我都活不下去。主耶稣活下来，为什么？摆在前面的希勒，他就轻看羞辱。忍受了十字架上的苦难，我们的主耶稣就忍受了，看见将来的荣耀。
And our Lord endured it, took it all in. If that would happen to you and me, we couldn't take it just with three or four lashes. But our Lord endured it all. Why? Because of he saw the joy ahead of him. He saw the glory ahead of him. So for our sake,He endured all the scourging from them.
还没有结束啊！
And this is not done yet.
鞭子打完了以后还要什么？还要背十字架，走上哥哥他，是一个高坡的路啊，五六迈啊！主耶稣那个时候已经精疲力尽了的，虽然没有死，他哪还有力气背那个一百斤的那个十字架？走这条路啊，所以结果就是一个古利奈人西门嘛，罗马兵丁强迫他背着主耶稣的十字架，主耶稣我相信走一步走两步就跌下，走两步走三步，一直走到哥哥他要多少时间呢？怪不得天已经九点钟了，挂在十字架上的时候。
And scourging is not the end of all. After Lord Jesus scourged, he was forced to carry his cross, and the cross weighed must be over 100 pounds. At this time, our Lord is totally exhausted, and the way to Golgotha is an uphill road for the Lord to travel on. So you could imagine, our Lord carried this, supposed to carry this beam.So it must be that after three or four steps, he had to stumble. He would fall down. Therefore, a Roman soldier would force another person, the Cyrenian Simon, to carry the Lord's beam to Golgotha.
弟兄姊妹，前面三个小时我再说 ，A.M. 父还与他同在，他受的苦都是人加给他的那个痛苦。受人的痛苦，多少人在那里嘲笑、讥笑、迫害他？罗马的兵丁，那些宗教的领袖，哎呀，在那里嘲笑他。你下来吧，下来吧，你就自己 你要救我们，你为什么不救自己啊？这是前面三个小时，父还与他同在，但是到了 PM 一点到三点，完全不一样了，出现了五个神迹，五个神迹，主耶稣死的时候发生了五个大的神迹，弟兄姊妹不要忘掉。
Now, by the time our Lord reached Golgotha, it was 9 a.m. Darkness covered the world. And during this time, the Lord suffered all the mockery, sneering from people, from soldiers also, saying that you are the Son of God. Why don't you come down and then we will believe you? So during the first 3 hours of our Lord on the cross, he was mocked and suffered from the insult from man. At this time, our Father was still with him. But during the afternoon in PM, this is so different. Our Lord, our Father has left him. And
今天只能讲一个神迹。
Five miracles.
天地都黑暗了。
Five miracles actually happened during this second half of the time the Lord was on the cross. The first miracle is,The earth was covered with darkness.
我们刚刚念了路加福音就很清楚了，这个黑暗不是局部的，整个全球都黑暗了，在这一段时间。
And Luke tells us very clearly, this darkness is not local, but universal all over the earth.
大概是两三个小时。
It lasted about 2 or 3 hours.
我们就看到主耶稣说，神啊，神啊，为什么离弃我？遍地都黑暗了。
And at this time, our Lord said, God, my God, why have you forsaken me? The whole world is covered in this darkness.
从人类历史一直到现在，
history,
到将来，一共要发生三次。
In human history, from before until later in the future, this would happen 3 times.
一次就是我们刚刚讲的，2000年以前，主耶稣钉十字架的时候，天地都黑暗了。
The first time it happened 2,000 years ago when our Lord was crucified, the whole earth was covered with darkness.
还有一次主耶稣来的以前。
And the second time it would happen before the Lord returns again.
马太福音24章讲得很清楚，主耶稣说我来以前，第二次再来的以前要发生的，日头要变黑，月亮要不发光，星辰都要坠落，地要大大的震动。这是将来的，主来的以前，天地也要黑暗一次。
And Matthew also tells us very clearly in chapter 24, the Lord says that before I come, that the heavens, earth will be shaken, the moon, the star, the sun will become dark. And this is what's going to happen, the second miracle. The second time, darkness covers the whole earth.
还有一次也是历史上已经发生过的。
And the last one, this happened when darkness covers the whole earth, already happened in history.
就是我们刚刚弟兄给我们念的阿摩斯这几段。
That's the passages that our brother read for us in Amos.
特别是第九节，第九章的第九节。
Especially 9:9.
在那里我们讲到这是什么时候发生的？
When did this happen?
是非常可能，就是主耶稣钉十字架以后40年，罗马的帝多的将军，我们都知道把整个耶路撒冷整个圣殿全部毁灭了，所有的犹太人都分散到了列国，对不对？曾经发生过，这就是阿摩斯第九章第九节给我们看见，也是已经发生过的。
Very likely, Amos 9:9 happened 40 years after the Lord's crucifixion. We know that the General Titus conquered Jerusalem, destroyed it, and all over the place, and all the Israelites were scattered among the nations.
为什么地变黑？
And then why?The darkness covered the earth. 神
的愤怒，羔羊的愤怒，大而可畏的日子，审判列国，万民 主耶稣来的以前，他要审判列国万民，因着他们的罪，所以遍地都黑暗了，对不对？主耶稣当时候的遍地黑暗，为什么？主耶稣站在我们的地位，他是无罪的，替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他的里面得成为神的义。这是罗马这是马这个哥林多后书第五章第大概是二十一节吧。
What's recorded in Amos 9:9 here and it's because of the wrath of God, the wrath of the Lamb, God has to judge and punish all the sins. And this is why it happened 40 years after the Lord was crucified. It happened already. But then, when the Lord was crucified on the cross, he was standing in our place.And he became the great sinner for all of us, receiving the punishment and judgment from God. And that's why at that time, that darkness covered the whole earth also.
这是罗马书第三章二十三节也讲得很清楚。他怎么讲？世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。但是实际上我们神的救恩随着耶稣基督的救赎，叫我们白白的称义，对不对？是主耶稣的救赎，他流的血，叫我们白白的称义。接下来他有说，他随着主耶稣基督成了挽回祭，随着他的血，凭着我们的信，显明神的义。
Two passages could explain this fact. One is 2 Corinthians 5. It tells us that our Lord Jesus knew no sin, yet he became sin for us, so that we could become the righteousness of God. And the other passage is from Romans 3, that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but now being freely justified because of the redemption by his grace.So that we all of us who believe shall be justified and receive God's salvation to demonstrate God's righteousness.
在那一个时候，我们的主耶稣站在罪人的地位，他是成了一个罪大恶极的一个罪人，担当了所有人类的罪嘛。神怎么不离弃他？对不对？若是你去看这个叫《约翰福音》第八章。二十九节吧，在那里怎么讲的？我们的父从来没有离开过我们的主啊！在那里怎么讲？八章第二十九节，他说：“差我来的与我同在，他没有把我孤单的撇在一边，因为我常行父所喜悦的事。”哎呀，父同子。从来没有离开过，现在离开了他的儿子。
Why did God forsake his son? Because our Lord Jesus was standing in our place to become the greatest sinner of the world to be punished for our sake. That's why the Father has left him.And if you read John 8:29, you will see that the Father and the Son has never been separated. Our Lord, even at that time, says, The Lord who sent me is with me, and I do things that please him. So we know the Father and the Son are always together until this moment on the cross.
以赛亚59章第一节到第二节怎么讲的？耶和华的膀臂并非缩短，不能拯救；耶和华的耳朵并非发沉，不能听见。什么原因他不听见？什么原因他不拯救我们的主耶稣？
Now,
下面一句话怎么讲？因着你们的罪，叫神与你们跟你分开。这就是主耶稣在十字架上大声的呼喊，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？都是为着你，为着我， 感谢父神，愿这段话能够感动我们，激励我们。
Isaiah 59, may this passage touch us and stir us up. 59, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you.So that he will not hear. Why is our Lord said, my God, why have you forsaken me? It is for you and it is for me. So that's why the Lord did not hear him. Now you and I should understand by now why is the darkness covered on the whole earth.
真的加一个神迹还有四个神迹麦子从上到下另外两半大地都震动磐石都崩裂对不对墓坟墓的门开了不是所有的坟墓有些坟墓都开了已睡了的圣徒都起来了等到主耶稣复活以后他们都到耶路撒冷去了一个五个神迹我今天叫同一个神迹遍地黑暗还有四个对我们很有很有帮助的
Now today I only shared one miracle that happened during the Lord's crucifixion There are other four miracles which we will share later on They surely will be very helpful to us because there is much truth contained in them The second miracle is theVeil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the third is the rocks were opened. And the fourth, some of the graves were opened and the dead came to life. And the fifth is...
第五个神迹也不是所有睡了的圣徒都起来。没有没有你去看这个原文。那有些圣徒他们都起来了等到主复活以后他们都到耶路撒冷去了但是这些人到最后还是死的死了就像拉撒路一样他复活以后起来了从坟墓里出来到结果还是死的
Now all these who came out of the grave not all of the dead but some of the men did rise upAnd after the Lord was resurrected, they did go into the city to bear witness of the Lord. But in the end, they still die. Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer. Lord, man's word can stop here.If those words are from you, continue to stir us up with them.
主啊，我们感谢你，你成了我们拯救的磐石，你花了何等的代价，流了多少的血。
Oh Lord, we give thanks to you because you have become our rock of salvation. And for this, how much blood you shed and how much affliction you have to endure.
但愿我们都像保罗一样被你的爱激励。
May we all be like Paul, being stirred up by your love.
原来基督的爱激励了我们一人既替众人死我们都死了他既替众人死我们活着的人不再为自己活能够为着替我们死而又复活的主而活
Because we judge this we are compelled by the love of God if one man died all died so that we who live should no longer live for ourselves but for the one who died and rose again for us
愿你的爱继续的吸引我们。
May your love continue to draw us.
让我们快跑的跟随。
So that we run quickly after you.
羔羊无论到哪里去，我们都跟随羔羊。
Wherever the lamb goes, we will follow him.
羔羊必得胜，因为他是万王之王，万族之主。
And the lamb shall prevail. He is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
我们这些蒙拣选的，蒙他呼召的，我们也。必与我们的羔羊一同的得胜。
And all of us who are chosen called by the Lamb, we shall overcome together with him.
我们能够与你一起的唱改革，唱改革。
We will all together sing the victory song.
我们感谢主。
We give thanks to the Lord.
永远是我们拯救的磐石。
Forever.
一定要拯救我们。
Forever, you are our rock of salvation. You have commanded to save us.
从今时一直到永远。
From this time forth and forever.
愿主耶稣的恩惠、慈爱、平安多多的加给我们。祷告祈求，因耶稣基督宝贵的名。
May the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied to us. We ask in the name of the precious, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.